deal, that's enough, it will not change around. That's the chiddush, that yayin mevushal, a goyim do not use it for yayin esa, they do not pour it in front of their avodah zarah. Therefore, we're allowed to send our wine, mevushal, the yadakum, as long as we have one seal. If it would be real wine that he could use for yayin esa, he have to use two seals, because he has the big taiva to be menasek in front of the avodah zarah. For something that's not fit, it's enough one seal. You're holding that lamed on an aleph on top. Here, the lamed. Samora says, Tana Rabbonin, the second line. Tana Rabbonin. Yayin mevushol, if you have wine that was cooked, so or else, v'yaluntis, shalav dikachovim, asurim. Aluntis will soon see what that is. That's a mixture, a drink. We'll soon see what it's made of. So if you have it from a guy, it's asurim, it's also kurubahano. So Rashi says, asur. Because the beginning of it was wine. So therefore, yayin mevushal. Like if the guy cooked up the wine, so since the wine was also before, it still remains also. The same thing by this aluntis. Now, aluntis kibriyosoi muteris. But aluntis, if kibriyosoi, Rashi says, meaning that first when it was wine, it was, says, shloihoye yayin metchilu b'yaradikachovim. El lokcho asuye miyad Yisrael. Let's say they bought this mixture from a Jew. So, lechetchila, when it was in wine, it was only by the Jew. And the Jew made a mixture out of it. And now he sold it to a guy. So then it's muteris. We'll soon see. Now, v'yezehi aluntis, what is this mixture of aluntis, which is muta bahano, at least? Rashi says muteris means bahano. Tesulay menasech lei. The goyim will not be menasech this type of a drink, this aluntis. Even though there's wine inside it, but since it's mixed up with other things, they will not make a nisach, they will not pour it for their avodah zarah. Therefore, it does not become osa bahano. But so far, it's mashma from Rashi, though, that ba'achila, it would be osa. We'll soon see. So what is this aluntis? It's not like we learned Gabi Shabbos, the same halacha by Hilchas Shabbos, that oisin anumlin v'yein oisin aluntis. On Hilchas Shabbos, the shal of refuah, somebody wants to take this because he has a sore throat. So, anumlin is mutter, but aluntis is also. Now, v'yezu hi anumlin, v'yezu hi aluntis, what's the difference? What's called the drink of anumlin that is permissible to take on Shabbos? And what's the drink of aluntis, which mashmits more nicker, it looks clearly, it's only for refuah, for a medicine, therefore it's also on Shabbos? Anumlin is yayin udvashi papolin. You have a mixture of wine, honey, and pepper. So that's not so bad. That could be a drink that some people may take in the middle of the week to grace for a drink. So therefore, on Shabbos also it's permissible. Like you're allowed to take a hot tea on Shabbos, even though you're taking it for your sore throat. But the mice, healthy people, also take it. So since it's not nikkur, we don't see clearly it's being done l'shem refuah, it's okay on Shabbos. Serios, this anumlin is mutter. But aluntis, what is this? This is yayin yoshin, old wine, omayim tzalulim, and a clear water. Rashi says, shinishavu, you fetch the water, v'yomdu v'kli yarmi yomayim, and it stayed still, still water, for a day or two, that it should be clear, and v'yafarsmim, and you have balsam, oil there inside it. The avdilavei mesusa. That people make this type of a drink, we're in the bathhouse when they're sweating away, after they sweat to cool them down, they take this drink. So the kids, it's a special drink that you do not take when you're healthy, it's only when you're not feeling well that you take this drink, therefore it's also to make this or to take this on Shabbos. So this time, luntis, it has old wine in it. Therefore, if you have it from a guy, it's also. Because when they made it from their wine. Their wine was yayin nesach. So now that they made this mixture, it still remains also. But let's say a Jew made this mixture. A Jew took his kosher wine and mixed it with this water and with his balsam, and now he sold it to a guy. Then it's okay for a Jew to still drink it. Because when the guy received it, it wasn't in a form that he would be menasich to his avodah zarah. Therefore, there it's mutter. But if the guy made it, you have to be afraid before he made it to use the wine, which was yayin nesach. Therefore, it's also. Rab of Rab Yosef, the Armitavah, they both say, yayin mozuk. We have diluted water, diluted wine. Rashi says it means, shnei chalokim mayim, two portions of water, the yechad yayin, one third is wine and two thirds is water. Is zayin by mishum gilui? There's no chashash of gilui. That means if you leave it uncovered overnight, you're still allowed to drink it. We do not have to be afraid maybe a snake came and drank from it and left over his poison. Mashma, snakes do not drink wine that's mozik. Now yayin mavushum, let's say you have wine that was cooked up. The same thing, it's a different halacha, ain't by mishum nisach. Now if you give cooked up wine to a goy, it still remains mutter. There's no issa yayin nesach on yayin mevushel, for the reason also that the goyim would not be menaseichit agabi hamizbeach or for their avoid the zera. And really it starts off that the same way by halacha, yayin mevushel, a Jew, cannot put it on the mizbeach. So when they first started to be able to avoid the zera, when they went away from Jews, they acted the same way that a Jew would act. So just like on the Mizbeach, our Mizbeach, we're not allowed to put Yayin Mevushel, the same thing the Goyim, when they went to be Menaseach, for their Avodah Zarah, they would not use Yayin Mevushel. Therefore, if we have cooked up wine, and then a Goy takes it, it's okay. Yayin Mevushel is aimed by Mishum Nisuch, we're not afraid the Goyim would be Menaseach this wine. It's not in the Parsha. Yeah. Later on we'll see a question the Rishonim ask, that even though we shouldn't be afraid the Goyim will be menaseach the wine, we'll have a Gemara later that another reason why Yayin is us is Mishum Benoseihim. The Chacham did not warn us to drink wine with Goyim, not to be too happy with them, because we may come to marriage. We may come to marry their daughters, take our sons to their daughters. That's another reason why they did not warn us to drink their wine. So if that's the reason, what's the difference whether it's Mevushel or not? This we'll see later on when we see Yayin Mevushel.
It's a
Gzera in the Torah,
isn't it?
No, it's a Gzera, it's an Issa HaTorah. But the Rabbanah made a Gzera not to drink wine from Goyim, but not to be happy with them, that you should not come to marry their daughters. So there's another reason why Yayin Esach is Asa. So far we're learning it's only Asa, because we're afraid the Goyim would be Menaseachit, pour it for their Avodah Zarah. So we're saying now, if it's Yayin Mevushel, though, if it's cooked, this they would not do. Ein b'mishum nisach. I have a question like this though. Yayin mevushel. What's going to be if you have cooked up wine? Yesh ba mishum gilui or yayin ba mishum gilui? Do we have to be afraid if you left it uncovered overnight? Do you have to be afraid maybe a snake drank from it and there's poison there? It's a sakana. Or no? Toshma, come and bring your proof. It says, Heyid Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi. Al yayin mevushel. He said over Edis that he knows for sure that any wine that was cooked up, shayin ba mishum gilui. There's no more Isser or Sakona of Gilui. You do not have to be afraid, even though it was uncovered overnight, that the snakes would not drink from it. Now exactly what's called Yayin Mevushel, how much of a degree that has to be cooked, that's the machlokes between the Rav Moshe Zatzal and the Telema. Like the Kedem, the Telema hold, it has to be to 212. It has to be really boiling. At 212, that's called Yayin Mevushel. Rav Moshe was Mekel, he hold at 175, it's already called Mevushel. The difference would be is usually when you pasteurize the wine, usually pasteurization usually is over 175. So according to Ramosha, most wines that was pasteurized would automatically be Yayin Mevushel. But according to the Tzelema, that's why in Kedem, some wines are called Yayin Mevushel and some not. Because the wines that were not Mevushel, meaning even though it was pasteurized, but they did not reach the degree of 212. They want to make it Yayin Mevushel, they make it a higher degree.
How about Yayin Stam? Aren't they pasteurized?
Yes, yes. So there's a question of what degree. If it'll be at 175, it could be, it'll be all right then, according to Ramesha. Oh,
wow.
Right. Depends on what degree. Yeah. Right, the Rabbi Yanai Bar Yishmoel Cholosh. He became sick. So all the God there, Rabbi Yishmoel Bazirud. Rabbi Yishmoel Bazirud came to visit him. The Rabbon and Lishulebei. And other Rabbanim came also to ask, find out how he's doing. So Yasper there was sitting. But Mekomi Boilu, they were talking and learning, and they asked the question, Yayin Mevushel, Yesh by Mishum Gilui, or Yayin by Mishum Gilui? What's the luck if you have wine that was cooked up, and was left uncovered overnight? Is there a sakana to drink it? Do we have to be afraid of the snake or not? So Marin says, Omalu Rabbi Shmuel Bazirut, Hochi Yom Rabbi Shimon Ben Lokish, Mishum Gavru Rabba. It's an over name of a great person. Umani, who's this great person? Rabbi Chia, that he said clearly, Yayin Mevushel, ain't by Mishum Gilu. You do not have to be afraid. There's no sakana of a snake. A snake does not drink a wine that was cooked. Omrulaitri said to him, Nismach, could we be rely on you? Mochle Rabyan Rabishmo, so Rabyan Rabishmo waved with his hands like, Olai Vyatsavari, yes, you could rely upon me and upon my neck. As if to say, it's for sure, this is halacha, that you're allowed to drink wine if it was cooked, even though it was left uncovered overnight. Shmuel the Avlut have the Yasvi. Shmuel and Avlut were sitting together. Now Avlut, Rashi says, was Ovi Kechavim Hoye. He was a guy. Shmuel was sitting and talking with a guy, Avlut. Now I see la kamayu chamro mavashlo. So the servant there came and brought some wine in front of them. And he brought yayim mavushli, brought cooked wine. So what happened was, moshche liyodei. So Avlut, like he knew the halach is, that he knew he's not allowed to touch a Jewish wine, so he took away his hand. He did not want to drink the wine, touch the wine, not to make the wine yayin esach. Rashi says shlo yiga boy fi yasrenu, like he was a nice person. He did not want to make Shmuel's wine also. So Amalei Shmuel said back to him, don't worry. Harei Amru, the Chum already said that yayin mevushel ain't by mishum yayin esach. There's no problem since this wine is cooked already. If it's cooked, there's no issa yayin esach. Now, even though you would take it, touch it, drink from it, it's still all right. It's still permissible for me to drink it.
But he was drinking with the
guy. Right.
So the other.
Yeah. Rashi here says, "Harei Omru diaf mutter." Here's the first command that says clearly that if it's mevushel, it's mutter even ba'achila. Up until now, you could learn like Rashi said before, it's only mutter ba'hanor maybe. But maybe Vishti is still also because of the reason of the Rabbanin not to drink wine with them or not to have anything to do with them. But here, from this Gemara here, Shmuel, it's mashma clearly, it's even muta b'achilo b'shtiyah. You're allowed to drink this wine. Once the wine was cooked, even though a guy touches the wine, and even though you're drinking the wine with the goyim, here the Gemara says clearly, it's muteris, you're allowed to. We'll have to understand why, when we get to that Gemara, why isn't there an issa mishum b'nesayim? By the Amtei the Rebbe Chia, the maid by Rebbe Chia, igloyu lo hahu chamro mevashlo. Once happened, she had cooked up wine that was left uncovered overnight. So after the came with Rebbe Chia, Amalei, he told her, Amalei, he said to her, Harayamru, the Chum already said that yayim avushol ain't by mishum gilui. Do not have to be afraid since the wine was cooked up, so being left overnight is okay. There's no issue. Shemaya, the Rav Ada Barava, his servant, again, Igloya Lachamra became his wine was left uncovered. Igloya Lachamra Meziga, his wine was not cooked, but it was diluted wine. Again, it had 2/3 water and 1/3 wine. So it was diluted, and this wine was left uncovered overnight. So what's the lacha? Do you have to be afraid of a sakana, Mishum Anacha Shanat? Omalei, they said back to him, Rayomer was said over that Yayin Mazuk, if the wine is already diluted, Ein Boy Mishum Gilui. You do not have to be afraid, there's no iser of being left uncovered. In other words, a nachash, the snake, would not drink from the wine that's diluted. Oh, my Rav Papa said though, Lo Yamon, this was on, he said, Ella de Mazik Tuba. It was very diluted. Some more than 1/3. Avo Mazik, Lo Mazik, just a little bit, then Shasri. Then you should know a snake would come and drink it. Rashi says, Mozuk v'loy mozuk, shein by mayim harbe. There's not a lot of water there. Rashi doesn't say clearly what's called mozuk yofa. Maybe mozuk yofa would be 2/3 water. But if there's less than 2/3 water, that's called only a little bit, and then the snake would still come and drink from it. Now the Gemara asks the question, O mozuk v'loy mozuk, mishos, is it true what you're saying, that if it's only a little diluted, that a snake would come and drink, if that's true? Ivoraba ba Rafuna have kozu biyarva. He was once traveling on a ship. Vevinokit charma badei, and he had a barrel of wine with him. Vechazayeluchiyura tetsar biyosi. He saw the way a snake was coming. The snake wanted to drink from the wine. So what did he do? Omale lishma. He told his servant, Sami enai didan shoko kole maya, and Sami in Ayel Didan. Rashi, Sami Heraloin Lunacha. She showed him the snake that's coming. Adavar Sheikutz Biyayin Zeviyosha. Like, be careful, the snake should not come in, do something. So what the servant did was, Shoko Kolimaya, he took a little bit of water, Shodebe, and he threw a little bit of water into the wine. Visor Liachure, and then the snake went away. Then the snake went away. So we see from here, even though he only put a little bit of water, he only diluted a little bit, it was mazik loy mazik, still the snake went away. So why do you say only if it's mazik yafer is it muta? But if it's only a little bit diluted, then you have to be afraid the snake would drink from it. Here we see a snake is afraid even if it's only a little bit of water. So we're interested in the difference. Mosa nafshe yamaziga loy mosa nafshe. That the yamaziga mosa nafshe and mosa yamaziga loy mosa nafshe. Here it's different. Here the pshat is that he wouldn't be mice and nefesh. In other words, the snake saw the way the men were there. So if once you put a little bit of water, that's a masechel, vice versa, the nachash has, not to be mice and nefesh. He knows he may be caught and killed. So it's not worth it for him to be mice and nefesh to drink this wine. But in the case where no men are there, and the wine is left overnight, uncovered, then you have to be afraid a snake would come and drink from it. Even though, since it's not mazik yafa. When you only have a small amount of water there, you have to be afraid a snake would drink from it. Just here he was afraid to be killed. That's why he did not drink. Nagma says, via mezigah and lemosa, the true what you're saying, via mezigah, when the water of that wine is diluted, lemosa nafsha, a snake does not try, even though it means giving up his life. Viho Rabbi Yanai, what's happened to Rabbi Yanai? For Rabbi Yanai, heve be achvuri, he's once in this place, be achvuri. The Yarmulan, some say, Barhedja, that's where he was. The Yarmulan, Barhedja says, Heve Bey Achvuri. It was Barhedja that said the story that happened in Bey Achvuri. The Yasper, they were sitting. They have the Koshosti Chamra, Mezika, they were drinking some diluted wine. Poshlu Chamra Bekuva, they left over a little bit of wine in the barrel. Vitsarununo Beparvanka, and they wrapped it around with a covering with a seal on top of it. Raskisu Shobegit. That cloth on top. And they saw the way a certain snake was taking water. For Rami Bekuva, he was filling up this barrel with water. The Mole Bekuva, until the barrel became full. Parunka, it was a smart snake. And since he filled it up with water, so the wine started to overflow. And the wine came out over the cover. And the snake started to drink it. Vishosi. So even though it was Yain Mazluk, like it was a lot of water, the snake was pouring in water, and he did all this to drink it. And the Khuri was Maisa Nefesh also. There were people watching him here. So you see, even in front of people, he will go and drink wine that's very diluted. Because here, the barrel was come out empty. There was a little bit of wine there. And the snake's eitzah was, he kept on pouring more and more water in, till it make it overflow, and the water that comes out of the cover will be able to drink it. So Moran says, Amri, I'll tell you, the mozik iyu shosik. Depends. If the snake himself makes it diluted, then he'll drink from it. In other words, the snake first came and smelled this pure wine. That gave him a tremendous lust to drink it. So therefore, he'll do anything to drink it. So his Eitzer is a smart guy. He filled in, he couldn't get through the cover. So he filled up the cover, it was only a cloth. So he threw water in it till the wine came up. Then it'll be Moshe Nefesh. But the Mezika Achrina Lashasi. But if other people made it, then he would not drink from it. If other people made it diluted, he would not drink. Omer Rav Ashi v'Taymer Rav Meshashiyo, Piruka L'Sakanta. Is that an answer for Sakana? No, it's a pretty far-fetched answer. The Kitza, it's a Sakana Sakosha here, stay away and do not drink even diluted wine. Kitza, from this Maisa, you see that snakes do drink diluted wine. Don't give me a lumdus here. It's only because he made it diluted. But if it be diluted by itself, no, you got to be afraid. No, I don't like these answers for Sakana. Stay away from these answers. Omar Rav says, so what's halacha? Yayin mozug, yesh boi mishumgi. That's halacha, yes. Yayin mozug, even though the wine is diluted, you have to be afraid a snake will drink from it, and it was left uncovered overnight. It's also to drink, it's a Sakana to drink from it. But yesh boi mishum yayin esach. Even though the wine is diluted, you should know, it's still an issue of Yayin Esach. You have to be afraid. The goyim will still be in a seich, maybe pour it for their avodah zarah. So now a Jew cannot drink from it. Yayin mevushal, ein boi mishum dilui, v'yein boi mishum Yayin Esach. That's halacha. Yayin mevushal, a snake does not drink from it, and nuadin the goyim do not make nisach. They would not pour this wine in front of their avodah zarah. We do not have to be afraid. Shemaya derav chilkiya batuvia. The servant of Rechilki Batuvia, Igloyo Hu Kista Demaya, He once had a pitcher of water that was left uncovered overnight, but Rabbi Nayan Gabo, he was sleeping by the barrel overnight. So the question is, since he was sleeping there, does he have to be afraid of the snake or not? Can he still drink the water? So also a guy with the Rav Chilka, came from Rav Chilka, Batuvia. Omle said like this, Harayomer was said over, Amos Yoshin Aleim, that yes, the snakes are afraid even of somebody that's sleeping. So since you were sleeping near the barrel of water, a snake will not come and drink from that water overnight, he's afraid of you. But then, I mean, when was it said, Yimama, only by daytime, if you're sleeping by him by daytime, he's afraid. Ava Balailalai, but at nighttime, the snake is not afraid of you. So therefore, since this happened at nighttime, it would be also to drink from the water. But the Gemara says, Valoi, it's not true. Well, it's not that way. Loishinor b'yamoma, there's no difference whether it happened by daytime. Loishinor b'layla. Amos yoshin aleim. Yes, that the snake is afraid of a person that's sleeping there. So since you were by the barrel, even though you fell asleep, it's okay. You do not have to be afraid of the snake. No, just the opposite. Just the opposite. I mean, loyim, we do not say that the snake is afraid of a sleeping person. It does not make a difference whether it's by daytime or by nighttime. If the snake sees the person sleeping, he'll come up and drink from the water. We have to be afraid that he left over some poison, and we have to stay away from this water. Rav did not drink any water from goyim. From a goya, he did not drink water. Omer, he says this, Lezhira b'gilui, they're not makbid on gilui. I'm afraid their water maybe was left overnight, and it's a sakana to drink the water. So he did not drink any water coming from goyim. This is Mivei Armalosa. What about from a widow? Shasi, from a widow he drank. Even though widow Mustam doesn't know the lachas that much, but Ms. Rashel, I think she learned from her husband that since she had a husband, and he Mustam taught her the lachas, so therefore from her, he would drink. Rashi says, Yisrael Shasi, V'afagav lo b'kiya b'ilchaz gilui. Omer says, Omer, he said, Omer says, Sircha de garv v'nikita. That must probably, she's still doing the same minig that her husband did. So Mustam, her husband knew the aloch is not to drink wine that was left overnight. So it's probably the amon of the widow still acts the same way. Therefore, Rav drank the water from a widow. Shmuel lo shasi mai mevayam alosa. No, he did not drink water from a widow. Omri said, lest lay emto the gavra. No, she's not afraid of husband anymore. So therefore, she won't be makbit. For lay michsimai, she does not cover up the water overnight. Avu mibayam mova from a guy, shasi, he did drink the water. Why? Ni di gloya lo kafti. True, they're not makbit, but after to keep it covered overnight. But amunukurusa, miu kafti. They're very makbit on cleanliness. So therefore, they would be makbit to make sure no snake would come to drink from it. So they care about this. So therefore, he drank the water from a guy. The Maestia, Ikud the army, some say, Rav lo shasi mai mi bar armo. He did not drink water from a guy. Avim beyam losa shasi. But from a widow, he did drink. And then Shmuel was the opposite. Shmuel lo shasi mai loy mi vei armo, loy mi beyam losa. Some say Shmuel did not drink water from neither. Not from an amono, and not from a guy. Both of them, he was afraid that they're not makbid on gilui, say it was a sakana to drink the water. But myself today, we say we're not makbid on gilui anymore, not shchiyah to have snakes around. Usually people drink water even though it was left over, uncovered overnight.
So we have
a yayin netta, folks. Ben Levi. There are three types of wine. V'yayin demishum gilui. Do not have to be afraid even though it was left uncovered overnight. V'yayin chad, if it's very strong. Mar, if it's very bitter. Mustard was very sweet. Chad, how did he get very strong? Tila harifa. You put in this tila harifa, that made it very sharp. Rashi says, Machus pilpolim asalamonim anasunim boy, that you put some pepper and spices inside it. Yeah. Tumatsri zika. What's this? 1 second. That was chad. Mar mustard chad tili. Yeah, tila harifa de matzri zika. You did all this to make it very strong. Yeah. But she says, min yayin chazik, the type of strong wine. The end time, it doesn't taste so good. Right. But she mevaken, this thing, what Mer means here is, harifa de matzri zika, if you put it into a flask, it'll bust open the flask. Since it's so strong and so acidy, it would bust open the flask. Pipe the mar bitter, yarnico. This pipe of wine, yarnico, actually says rar mar, it's bitter than bitter. Mosuk sweet, chulya. Chulya's type of sweet wine, Rashi says, machmas hashemish. That it let the grapes stay in the sun a long time, and it made it very sweet, and the wine doesn't come out so good. So a snake does not drink from this wine. Rav Chama Master, Chama learned li loy. He learned like this. He learned it, one is better than the other, like this. Chad, hamar, chad means strong, means chamar popolim. You have wine and pepper there. Mar, it's bitter. Afastinen, you put these things inside of it. You made the wine better even. Mosak sweet, may berit. Vashimashke meshubach is very good wine. Loshin pras. He made like these wines are good wines. But still, a nachash does not drink, does not like the taste of these three types of wine. Omer mishum ben lokish. Karina ein boi mishum gili. Karina, Rashi says, chalia mosak, sweet vinegar, does not have an iser gili. Snakes do not drink from it. My Karina, what is this? Revavua chamra chalia. The yasim miyasya means wine that became already was vinegar, wine that became a little sour already. Well, maybe it means sweet, I'm not sure. Maybe it means sweet. No, chalia must not mean sweet wine. Karina means also revavua chamra chalia means sweet wine. The yasim miyasya. Again, like we had before, sweet wine, the nachash, the snake, does not drink. But in its own place, where it comes from, there there would be nisi gilui. My timer, chamar medinu. That's the only wine you find around town. So in this place where it's made, there the main drink is that sweet wine. So then a nachash there would have to give in and drink it. That only means in our place, where we have different types of wine, so nachash has his choice, he would not drink from the sweet wine. But in koima, where it was made, that's the main drink. There you have to be afraid of a nochesh. Omar Rova, Hai Chamra, the Akrim, a Chamra that became, had a Akrim, Hechmet, became a little bit sour. At last year, in the first 3 days, it becomes sour, Yeshto Mishum Gilui. You still have to be afraid, maybe a snake would drink from it, or Mishum Yain Yesach. You have to be afraid, maybe the Goyim would be Menasech this wine. Mikan Bielach, once it's 3 days sour already, then ain't by Mishum Gilu, then a snake will not drink from it anymore. Then a goyim.